Robin's like, oh, you did something, whatever. But I'm like, bro, kind of looks good. Like, my tan kind of, my self tan kind of went away. It's just kind of getting the natural, you know what I'm saying?
What are you doing?
You like not seeing it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because then I see people get like distracted by it and then they like act different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I that. I feel that.
Okay. So,
see.
Have we been talking on this podcast that it's been recording the whole time?
I started recording halfway through your guys' conversation. Okay. It was about being tan. I mean, yes, I am getting tanner.
I do.
But you also did self-tan, so, like...
I did self-tan, but, like...
So, I don't know.
But it kind of... Like, you can kind of tell when the self-tanner goes away. And it's kind of just, your natural.
Sorry, I want to put on shorts, too.
And it feels pretty good to be getting this color.
I'm actually so excited to go,
ziplining?
Yes, bitch! And I'm afraid of heights.
What?
I forgot.
So we're in Costa Rica right now.
If anyone had to fill that part in.
Oh my gosh, there's so many fun stories.
Hey party people.
So we have a special guest and it's me actually. Trinity.
Yes, found him.
Trini.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, introduce yourself, boo.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm a little distracted today. Today has been...
Do you want to talk about it?
A rather eventful day. So, did I tell you what just happened right now?
No.
Say it again.
Okay, okay. So, Martin and Jet...
Let's fill these people in. So, Martin...
fake names?
Well, it's too late now. Fuck. I already fucking said it.
Well, we're not talking about them.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so they were fighting in the comments and on this picture that I posted. And then... This guy, Tony, from Chicago, the one that I used to talk to. We did
what?
You know what? Because fuck him. He can hear this podcast. Fuck you.
Also, nobody listens to these, so.
Yeah.
So really, who cares?
And so he commented back to Jet, and he said, what did he say? Fucking loser. He said, I cracked already, buddy. It ain't all that. Like, saying that fucked me and it wasn't all
What'd
that.
What'd you say back?
And I said, apparently it was, since you have to stalk my page on an inactive account, you
Period.
Were hurt, baby.
Period.
And then Delana chimed in, and she was talking her shit.
What'd she say?
Bro. She's bad. She said, wanna
Bro, ask... there's like a shit ton of comments
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wait, no, can I read it?
I deleted all of it.
Okay.
Them because it was just, but I screenshotted it just for, memories.
Read them.
You want me to read them out loud?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll start from, I cracked already, buddy. It ain't all that. Want to act like a bitch, you get called out like a bitch. Like, who the fuck raised you? You're sad as fuck. I just know you're one miserable motherfucker. If this is what you choose to do on your free time to make your ignorant ass feel better. Period.
Oh!
Keep your mediocre, remedial, negative ass energy to yourself, bro. No one wants a part of your misery. Sneezy emoji.
Damn.
Boom. Apparently, it was... Oh, yeah. Since you stalked my page on an inactive account, you look hurt, baby. For real, this is the most bitch-made shit I've seen in a while.
Dude, that's true. Like,
isn't that fucking annoying? Like, I literally took... My page has been on private for, like, a solid month. And I just took it off yesterday. And that day, he's watching my stories and shit. And then he can't contain himself.
Literally.
With the comment, he's like, I got it.
I have to involve myself.
I'm like, okay, you fucking loser. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
That shit's just weird.
So wait,
like,
he unblocked you to comment that?
No, he blocked me on his main account, right? And he
so
has
that's
an
his inactive?
Inactive account.
And that's the inactive.
Yeah, and he is fucking, like, I guess that's he still stupid. Uses it.
It's obviously not inactive.
Yeah. And so I didn't block him on that account because I'm like, it's inactive. Like, he doesn't use that shit.
Bro,
bitch
that's
move.
Crazy shit,
yeah.
Dude.
Isn't that fucking so stupid? And so I look like either I have really good pussy or... Like a crazy bitch, because you got Martin and Jet arguing in my fucking comments.
And then this
and
fucking
then,
guy,
and then Tony
who doesn't in. Have anything to do with
Literally.
It. And everyone's like, who's this guy? What the fuck?
Who invited you?
Bro, he's literally just trying to, like...
involve himself. Yes. Like, why do boys do that?
Because he's so sick that there's other people fucking talking about me, and he's so, like, hurt about
all of them are like that, except for Jet.
Jet's cool as fuck. Jet held
it down. He was just trying to be there.
Jet held it down.
You saw what he said.
Yes, wait. What did he say exactly again?
Because, okay, so Mark.
Did you keep Jed's comments
though? Yes, I did. I thought
they were
funny as fuck.
That's funny.
What do you call it? I'm so weak.
Can I have some water?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I forgot what he said. Wait, let me find it. Oh, yeah. So I don't know what Martin said because Martin blocked me.
That's the ex.
But Jed said, "Don't be so insecure, buddy. Why can't she get hyped up on her fine ass picture?" And I think Martin said she's not the one. And he said, "I don't know, man. She looks like the one for show."
He said, "Try another one. She ain't the one."
Yeah.
I love that he had your back like that, dude.
Bro, and Jed's like DMing me, and he's like,
"LOL."
Yeah. So I'm like, this is so stupid.
He's being cool
and
about
apparently
it.
Martin was like DMing Jed. Like, and Jet's like, "I don't know why he's trying to fucking argue with me. Like, if you're fine, you're fine." I was like, "Yeah, period." Like,
damn.
Oh my God. And yeah.
Sexy woman be starting some shit. I'm saying.
Like, why y'all stressing me, bruh? Like, what is that about? Anyways, that was like pretty much my day, right?
Well,
he also spends a great day in the ocean.
Dude.
That was my day, like, just the bullshit I had. Like, aside from
that was so gay, though.
Bro, I hit a fucking glorious workout this morning, and then
we talk about skinny dipping in the ocean today?
Oh, yeah, that was really
That was great,
like,
actually.
I'm glad we did
that. I've never felt so free, like...
Just like,
we just took our tops off in front of everyone. Like, I mean, obviously we were in the water, but
we
literally just took our tops off. Like, and we're swimming in the Costa Rican
just
water.
Just like cheering on the surfers.
Yes.
Are you guys saying that? They're like, "I love this."
That's such a dream.
No wonder they kept wanting us to go out there.
Dude.
Here, take a chair.
I'd be forgetting that we're ladies. Like,
no, yeah.
You know, like, and we're women.
Yeah.
Like, we're grown women. We're not, like
yeah.
We're not, like, 16 anymore.
Dude, in my head, I'm, like,
12.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Dude.
I'm just doing whatever the fuck feels right, you know?
No, we're, like, in our 20s.
Yeah, weird.
And here you can hella negotiate when it comes to, like, buying shit with guys since we're cute.
Oh, I thought you were talking about prostitution.
Oh, no. Fuck that. It is
I was like, go
here,
ahead.
Which is scary.
I was like, get your back, sis.
Fuck. No, dude. Honestly, like, when it comes to that, like, you heard what I was talking about earlier. I've been hella,
only?
Play with me.
No, but I've been hella researching prostitution, and it's, like, sad as fuck. I can't believe it's actually legal in
some
places.
How do girls get into it?
You know, like, they... It usually starts with them coming from a rough family.
No, but, like, how is... I get that hard background shit.
For sure.
But, like, how... What's that moment where they're, like,
It's when they meet a person that can give them this life, per se. Or they make that money.
Offering them something?
You know,
it's, like, an offer.
Yes, it's an offering, for sure.
But it can be a different offer?
It's in a lot of different forms.
Got it.
You know, like... It could be, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to make you feel this way. I'll give you this much money. I'll take you somewhere.
I just
want
to watch a documentary of exactly how it goes down. I don't know.
Dude,
just to know.
I'll send you these.
Like the moment. Like
They talk about
when
it a lot.
Say yes.
But every single one is different. That's what makes it so interesting to me. Is
okay.
that like.
Send me those because I'm interested.
It's really interesting. Like I've actually been really.
Because I'd be saying yes.
No, dude.
Like,
I mean,
yes.
Like, if you
like, let me know.
What I look like.
What's really interesting about this guy is that he really gets down to like the psychology of their brain when it comes to this.
So since I come from a great place mentally.
But
will
some
I
of
focus?
Them, you want to know it's funny that it's your
It happens, yes.
Because there's. Because
I'm still stupid at the end of the day.
Because there's there's still women. He actually has women a lot that like say, my parents were still together. I graduated.
You know, like, I've lived this life.
I had a really good life. And that's what really interests me. Like,
what
switch?
What was offered to them?
Honestly, I think it's
You just have sex with a guy.
The self-worth is what it comes down to. So you might have had both of your parents. You might have had this life that looks good. But words, the words that you got.
Say to yourself.
You know, like, yeah. Or the words that were told to you that got ingrained in your brain, you know, that starts becoming a reality. So if you had, you know, parents that were together, whatever it was, and you still maybe heard something from a friend, you heard something from a parent that really stuck to you for some reason, that can really manifest.
Well, yeah, she could also probably have gone through some stuff in, like, high school and
for
college.
For sure.
That,
you know?
Like, made her feel some type of way about the world.
Yeah. I fucking heard, like, dude, okay, so do you remember Claire from high school? Okay, so fucking... At one point, like, have you guys heard of seeking arrangements?
Yes.
Okay. So she was...
Do you know what that is?
Okay. Yeah, so she was telling me, like, bro, you should get on this shit because... You make money and you do, you know, but, like, it's a potentially very dangerous situation. But as a 16-year-old with no money, you're just thinking, like, fuck, that's easy money. Like, I could, like, scam these, blah, blah, blah. Like, you think you're, like, smarter than you are. Wow. But she was telling me, too, that, like, there was this, I forget who she was.
Oh, she had, like, a moment?
No, but she was telling me, like, this is how they recruit prostitutes. Like, you'll hear it from a friend, and, like, a friend hears it from a friend, and they're all working under one person, and they get you to feel like, I don't know, they start fucking with you to, like, make you dependent on them, like the pimps or whatever. So she was just saying, like, how easy it is to fall into that, especially if it's from somebody that you trust and that's making money, too. Like, I could have been...
That's the real deal breaker right there.
Exactly. Like, you could, like, I don't know. I was in that exact situation, and I was with the shits. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't going to fuck any old guys, but I'm just thinking, like...
I feel like
That's what I was just going to say. I'm going to be, like, really vulnerable right now, and I was like, I literally tried to do that app, and I did OnlyFans for a little bit, because...
I don't mean to laugh, I just...
No, it's like, dude, it's so real. Like, I did it for a month, and, like, honestly, the reason why was because...
You want to make money.
I wanted money. Like, there was all these things that started popping up.
My parents weren't going to provide
money for me. I just turned 18 years old.
Exactly.
I was just now able to get on the app, and my parents were like, you're 18, get on your fucking own. I was like, I don't have a good job right now where I'm making money. I'm making money, but I'm not making the money I want. And that was just my young desires, you know. And then... Personally, I have enough self-respect to get out of it. But for a woman, sadly, who doesn't have that, will get trapped. My childhood best friend is literally, like, a porn star now. And I respect the fuck out of her for making that decision. Like, I love her so much. But it's just, like, damn, you know? Like, I respect those women so much, you know, who do it, like, the way they do it. A sex worker, whatever. But for me, I know how I felt in the 1 month that I did it. And I just can't imagine a woman that has to... They're strong. That's all I gotta say, bro. It's a different...
Kind of confidence.
It's a different type of woman. They're married to the game. They're not married to anything else. They don't want anything else when it gets down to it once they're in. Like...
I also feel like that has a lot to do with, like, your perspective on these things, too. Like, a lot of women, like, look, and, you know, rightfully so, like, look at themselves as, like, okay, like, I'm gonna utilize all my assets, and that's just how they get their bag. Like, strippers, like, you know, and it's sex positive. It's, like, and that's how they feel they can make their money. That's how, you know, where they feel their assets are. So, like, in a certain perspective, this can be a very, like, positive thing for somebody. I know strippers who fucking... And
they
I'm
fuck
not,
their shit up.
Yeah. They really do fuck their shit up, and they're happy about it. They're dope. You know what I mean? So, like, I think it comes down to, like, what you're comfortable with. Like, I do believe that, like, some women are probably in prostitution because they make bank and because that's what they want to do. And there's other people who kind of, like, fell into it in a way that they didn't plan to and it isn't ideal for them. So I just feel like... Like, it's got to be a little mix of
That's
both.
Beautiful.
You
it's,
know what I mean?
I mean, it truly is. Like, sex work is actually one of the oldest careers in history. Sex work is actually...
Since the beginning of... It's actually the creation of humans.
I mean, pimps were the original businessman.
You just have to throw money in there.
like back in literally BC times, sex workers were praised.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Is
they were praised.
They just threw money in there. First human creation was like, sorry, I was thinking about something completely different.
No, I was kind of thinking something different too. I'm like, who decided to stick the penis in the vagina?
Like human creation, like was supposed to be love, and then the devil got in there and threw money in it, and it fucked the whole game up.
Because money is literally the turn.
Like
the moment you get money involved.
Because why else would you be doing some bullshit like that?
For real, why?
Not like bullshit. I don't mean to like say it like that, but like some.
Like sex trafficking and shit.
How is that beautiful sex work?
It's not even sex work. It's slavery. You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely a difference there.
You know, that's actually such a good perspective because, like, sometimes I think of sex workers as a type of therapist. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they... Think of how much...
Well, because if you're, like, an authentic sex worker, like, the healing and that sexual creativity is actually amazing. Yes. Like, and you can watch those dancers, and they, like, I'm like,
they memorize. They like, memorize
it's just
you.
Really beautiful. Like, sexuality shouldn't be something that's so, like, shamed upon.
Yes.
But I feel like since there was so many bad things that happened around sexuality, humans can't help but to, like, focus on that, and it, like, fucked everything up. Because it's really not... Like, this whole... Like, if you go to a strip club, it's not that bad. Like, it's, like, very beautiful seeing these women. Like, I... Because I'm a woman, I love watching the strippers prowl for men. And they... And the men are just, like, drooling. Like, it's
throwing
so...
Money,
like, throwing money just because this woman is just...
And it's crazy too.
Which
like,
is.
So beautiful.
And guys, it's crazy
so
because
stupid.
Guys think they're the ones, like, oh, I'm doing it. Yeah. Bitch, you're throwing money.
Like,
what the
and
fuck?
She's just shaking her ass. And you're,
yeah.
like, waste... Yeah, like
yeah.
you're throwing away ones because what?
Yeah.
She's throwing ass?
I'm supporting her.
Yeah.
That's my bitch up there. But, like, I don't know, bro. I think that shit. My perspective
it's very powerful.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like, you know, ASAP Rocky said it best.
Love him. He's my screensaver.
Women run the world. Literally. And nobody, we're the one who carry the children. If fucking we
you wouldn't
around,
be alive,
nobody
bitch.
Would be around. Exactly.
We're the vessel, ultimately.
Yeah, and I just feel like men are so physically dominant, and like, just, you know, and that's
Sorry, but we're emotionally dominant.
Yeah, I feel like the physical dominance makes a lot of men feel like they have like
a lot,
you know, and I think that guys too are kind of socialized
it's
to
40%.
Like, huh?
The 40%. Women are born with 40% more of everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, how come we're looked at as like, oh, you're weak because you're emotional? It's like, at least I'm in touch with my emotions. Like, at least I can, like, get down like that, you know? But I don't know, bro. I'm like, well, maybe I'm just mad over here because I've had
it's
a lot
my,
of...
It's my fanny pack.
What is it you're looking for?
Just her inhaler.
Oh, well, sorry. Sorry.
Here, you just keep going.
Okay. What were you talking about?
Oh, just, I don't know. Perspective on men. That's not even saying like all men are shitty because
I don't think all men are shitty. Yeah.
At all. Yeah.
I think men are very much great too. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like you're just trying to shit on them.
Yeah, but I think that there's a lot of like I've seen a lot of like toxic.
The same way they say like women are crazy. Like we're not all crazy.
Yeah.
We have our moments, but damn.
Do you think you're a little crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
when
like
it comes to men or like just.
Oh,
in
I think
general?
I'm just crazy in general, but like since. In general, men are a part of that. Like,
yeah.
I can get a little crazy, but I've seen some crazy women. I'm not like that, you know? Like, I'm not a crazy woman over some dick.
Some
got me fucked
crazy
up.
Crazy shit over, like, guys. I'm like, dude.
I was like, I'll just go to bed. Like,
I
don't.
Know.
I'd rather not.
Like, you know what
that.
I don't get is when girls fight other girls over boys, you know? It's like if I have to fight
unless
somebody
it's some
to
real
get
shit,
to,
like
yeah, like you have
like
a
we have a baby or something.
Even if I had a baby, I'm not trying to fight like anybody over you know whatever.
No, I would fight her if she, like, disrespect my baby.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if it was,
but
like...
But then it's not about the man. Then it's about the baby.
Bitch, yeah.
Yeah, you know
I what I mean? Find it.
So you found some Chips Ahoy.
Sorry, yeah. I don't know where my fanny pack is then. That scares me, too, but I don't really want to find it right now, either. I took it off.
You haven't, I haven't seen that shit since, like, the first day.
I worked today.
Oh, you did?
But I took it off when we got back here.
I guess I'm not very observant. I'm
trying to remember where I took it off at, because I remember taking it off. It was right before I showered, I think. Because I showered when we came back from the beach, question mark?
I'll find it.
I think I'll find it, but... Oh. It's probably... Maybe outside. That's what I was thinking, too.
I hope it's just right here. We're obvious.
It, that's how it's been these past couple days.
Show me the money. Came back really fast. Did you even look?
Yeah, I was scared to go alone.
Well, I can't find it. Sorry.
It wasn't outside in any area that we were in.
I don't know where it's at. I don't know what you want me to do about it either.
It's okay.
Yeah, sorry. What?
It's just so funny when things get lost.
What's my entire fanny pack?
I know. Like, that's why I'm like... I mean, it's weird.
I think it's in the kitchen that I just don't think... you found it, you know?
Yeah, I looked, like, in the kitchen area.
Did you look in the bathroom, perhaps? Because
I didn't look in there.
We'll find it. I think it's...
I looked in the, like, living room area, and then the eating area, and then the, like, inside kitchen area. Do you want some Chips Ahoy, though?
Mm. No.
Should I go look really quick?
No. You can't find it. Not gonna like. I don't know what you do. You can go look again if you want. My inhaler that bad. He doesn't want to tell you where it's at.
I don't really care.
Because he said I know where it's at.
Well, maybe I just am too lazy to get up. Oh.
Maybe put your arms above your head. It opens up your lungs. Like, take some deep breaths like that. Cool, are we done here?
I think so. I have like a solid 15 minutes of nothing.
Peace out, party people.